You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, never work for somebody else again, create generational wealth by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm super pumped to bring on two amazing real estate investors. One of them is going to share how he, in just 3 months, bought 6 units, and he's going to show you how he did it and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. And I am super excited to bring on my guest today. Now, my guest definitely has been amazing watching their journey investing in real estate. Now, you know that we invest for residential 4 units and below. 4 units and below are absolutely fantastic. That's what we invest for. And it doesn't have to be long term. It could be short term. It could be midterm. Co-living is fantastic as well, but what we do is we buy and hold. And when you buy and hold properties, then you're making passive income every single month, and it's also called cash flow. You're getting cash flow that's coming in your pocket, and when you're working a job, I like to call it a J-O-B because you're living just over broke, but when you're working a J-O-B, then you're creating active income or earning active income, which means you work one time, and then you get paid one time. That is basically selling your time to somebody else. It's not bad. In fact, most of us start there. And we start there, but then we start to invest in real estate. We buy our first property, and then we go on to buy multiple properties over and over and over again. Now, cash flow or passive income is where you work one time, and you get paid over and over and over again. I personally have over 30 properties. I don't know, 33, 34 properties. My daughter just bought her first rental property. I think it's making like $350 a month, which is absolutely amazing. And with all these properties, I've got short-term, mid-term, long-term properties. I haven't done co-living yet, but I think co-living is going to be really, really amazing. And with these properties, man, when I started investing back in 2006, I saw the crash and people were going bankrupt. But honestly, I did not. In fact, I made more money because I was not hoping that the value of the property would go up. And that's what most people do when they're quote unquote investing. And that's when, like, I just talked to a guy. He's got a, I don't know, big podcast, really big personality, not necessarily my cup of tea, but he calls himself a real estate investor, which is definitely what he is. But in 2008, he went bankrupt. He lost $50 million in 2008. Well, in 2008, I made more money because sadly, when people lose their homes, then they have to live somewhere and they turn into renters. And then my rents went up. This guy was hoping that the value of these properties would go up in value. And it's very, very sad that people, they go broke, especially when you have people that are listening to the, you know, I don't know, Instagram or TikTok gurus that are saying, hey, I've been investing since 2021 and I have like 3 short-term properties and I'm making $1 million every month and you just do what I do. And well, they may be doing really well, but that's in an up market. When the market's always going up, then everything's going to be fantastic. Everything's going to be making lots and lots of money. But when there's a down economy, that's when the people who are actual investors, that's when they get shown for who they are. Are they actually doing it right? Or are they actually going to be caught with their pants down, metaphorically? Well, in 2008, 9, and 10, so many investors, like especially this one guy, he coaches a lot of people how to invest in real estate. He does multifamily, and he just touts, oh, I have this big this and this big that. I have this Maserati. And in the end, he lost $55 million. Now he's praying it doesn't happen again. But anyways, what I'm saying is what we do is we buy residential, 4 units and below, and then we make cash flow. The homes that I made I was making probably $300, $400 a month in cash flow when I first bought these properties. Now I'm making double, if not triple that, and the values are double, triple. And I even take out the money in a tax-free loan. Loans are not taxed. instead of selling it and getting taxed, what I do is I take the money out. In fact, I just bought a $35 million apartment complex, and we bought that apartment complex, super amazing place, but I cashed out six properties, pulled out 550 grand, and then used that to buy the apartment complex with other investors, which I think you heard me share about it. But it's an amazing deal. We could turn around and sell it for double what we bought it for, because right now it's really hard for commercial properties. And this is why I bring up that other guy. He solely invests in multifamily or apartment complexes, get other people to invest in his deals, and then try to flip it. A syndicator is a flipper. They flip apartment complexes. And what we don't want to flip. When you flip a home, then you got to keep doing it to make money. When you flip an apartment complex, you got to keep doing it to make more money. What we do instead is we buy and hold. Now, if you can buy and hold an apartment complex, that's awesome. Definitely do that. But for you and me, just getting started, I'm just a regular, everyday guy, just like your next door neighbor. And what I decided to do was I can buy one house and then start renting out to somebody. There's not complex things for apartment complexes and crazy loans, as well as asset protection. Like, hey, is this storage unit that's here on the apartment complex, is that falling apart? Or this stairwell, is that going to fall apart? Single family homes are amazing. And that's why I love sharing with you how you can invest in real estate. And just like 2 days ago, we did a mastermind. So we had the Master Passive Income Mastermind, where we brought 25 amazing real estate investors. And you could check my Instagram stories, I think, or one of the highlights. But anyways, I post on there. I'll probably post more. But 2 days of amazingness helping these investors get through breakthrough. It's not just coaching. Like, in fact, we did coach some, but it was really helping them break through barriers, get huge vision goals, 7-year goals, and reach them. And everybody was literally blown away. By the end of the entire event, they said, "Dustin, can you put on another one of these?" I said, "Well, I wasn't planning on it, but let me look into it." So we're going to put on another mastermind in January of 2026. It'll be here in Nashville. And so if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/mastermind, then you can join them. But all of them, literally every single one, says we are coming back because this was so groundbreaking, amazing for me as an investor to grow as well as a person. We created friends. So if you've never been a part of a mastermind, you're missing out, because in a mastermind, you don't just sit down and get lectured to about how to invest in real estate or give you, okay, let me give you some coaching. No, it's so much more than that. It's so much more about you as a person. I connected everybody as a personal level. Everybody got to know each other personally. And then we did hot seats. Hot seats are where somebody brings like their biggest fear, biggest challenge, biggest roadblock. And then the people in the group help with their vision. And my coaches, Master Passive Income coaches, are there. Tom Sylvester, really good, amazing business owner. My good friend is there. Michael Kwan's there. Adam Carroll's there. But we just have so many amazing people with different perspectives coming together to help each other out. But what it is, you would be amazed if you came. That's why I put it on, because I go to masterminds. I spent $50,000 for 1 year to be a part of a mastermind because I wanted to be around amazing high-level people. So if you want to be a part of my next mastermind, masterpassiveincome.com/mastermind, it'll be in the description. And then it'll show you, give you all the information for the next mastermind that we have. Now, I'm bringing on two amazing investors. One is one of my students who has then become a coach, and the other person, our coach here at Master Passive Income, sorry, I didn't fill that last thought. The other person is one of his students. It's one of his students who has done so amazingly well in his investing, and it's just like breaking records almost. I mean, it's so amazing. Now, I apologize, the audio is just, it's not like the best, but it's still, you'll be able to hear everything. Everything's going to be great, but I'm bringing on two amazing real estate investors. I have Charles Rose Jr., Master Passive Income student turned coach now. He's coached hundreds of students now too, which is amazing. And then we have Lee Goff, who's going to share with us how he bought 6 units in 3 months, and even 3 of them he almost bought on the exact same day. We're pumped to share with you his story and how you can do it as well. All right, here we go. Lee, thank you so much for being here on the show.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Man, so this is great. So you've been working with Charles, who's a Master Passive Income coach, for a little while now. What got you started investing in real estate? And like, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then what's your eventual vision, like your goals for your real estate investing?
Okay, so I think what got me into it, I've bought and sold a few houses in the past, you know, typical buy a house to live in, remodel it, and sell it for a profit, which gets you you know, gets you excited about the whole thing. And then I did, I actually had a fourplex in Phoenix when I lived down there, which was fun. And I had it with a friend and we sort of butted heads. So that went away. So I've always had an interest in it. And it was only the past couple of years since I moved to Minneapolis that unfortunately I got divorced about 18 months ago. And once we sort of got the finances sorted, I was able to then focus on doing what I wanted to do, which was I've always wanted to get back into real estate. So I wanted to do a little research. I came across you on YouTube, watched some videos, right? And then signed up for a couple of free courses. I think I paid, you know, 10 bucks from one of your YouTube shows or podcasts for the Greenlight Analyzer. And then I bought your course. You know, it's just digging a little deeper each time. And the course was great. You know, so much information. But as we all know, information isn't going to get you to take the first step. You know, you've got to, I know myself. So I joined the group coaching, which was great too. But I know myself, I need to know someone is holding my hand through the process. So then I signed up for, I spoke to Charles, you know, and then I signed up for the coaching and that was the, you know, what got me over the goal line.
That's terrific. And we have both Charles and myself both doing coaching and it's so much fun for me. And I know Charles as well, because I've talked to you plenty of times, Charles, it's just so much fun when we see our students become successful. So talk to us, Charles, about working with Lee to getting that first property under his belt. And now we know that he's got multiple properties now and it's still moving and growing. So talk to us about that. And then Lee, let us know how we can, like how ourselves should jump into this real estate investing game. And I want to pause for just a quick second and say thank you so much for listening to the show. If you've gotten anything out of the show, I would appreciate it if you went to anywhere that you listen to, say Apple or Spotify or wherever, and leave a 5-star review. Honestly, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review. I just love giving all this information out and I want to see you succeed. Also, send this to one person. Just tell one person and say, hey, Dustin wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. You need to listen to this because it's going to change your life. Lastly, get my real estate investing course completely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course showing you everything in the business so that you can become financially independent.
Yeah, that is so awesome, Dustin, what you mentioned. And I remember, Dustin, like you and I, we speak about this all the time. It's so amazing. Like when we have students that do even better than us, like, we just love that. Like Lee, like literally, like I want you to be more successful than me. Dustin, the same way when Dustin coached me, and this is so amazing to like, for me to be coached by Dustin and then for me to coach you, Lee, it's just so amazing. Like for us to like be on this together. And so, and so just what I love about you, Lee, is, you know, I know you came in and you had like big goals. You wanted to achieve your goals. And, you know, we started off by documenting Lee's goals and, you know, we were able to have those goals up and have it in the front of us each time to see where he wanted to go. And we adjusted those goals over time. And Lee has some nice personal big goals too, which is awesome. And so I would say to answer your question, Dustin, how we got started like from first setting the goals. And so we can be on the same page and to figure out what's the best way that I could serve him as his coach to help him achieve his goals.
That's great. And so, Lee, going through those goals and then seeing the vision for the direction that you want to go, how did that help you in making sure that you're going to keep moving in the direction you want to go?
Well, it gives you clarity on what to do, but also it brings everything to life. If there is a reason for you to do this and you know the end game, or not even the end game, like I have a goal of where I want to be in 12 months, which is, you know, like you say, successfully unemployed, right? I want, now whether, you know, I still love what I do, I'm a personal trainer and I'll still do some of it, but I'll do it if I want to on my schedule when I'm in town. So we've set quite an aggressive goal, me and Charles, of, you know, being in 12 months passive income. I don't know if you want me to talk numbers, but I can't, you know.
Please, please do, yes.
Okay, I don't need too much. $5,000 will get me, I could live quite happily, right? So we've set a goal. We need about 10 to 12 properties performing at the level of the ones that I've found so far to get me there. So that brings it to life. That when you're in the minutiae and the weeds of researching properties, putting offers in, being rejected or just being ghosted, you know, or being told no. Knowing why you're doing all this makes it so much, you know, just keeps it a front of mind of this is why we're doing this. This is why it's 8 o'clock on a Friday night and you're digging into Zillow, you know. And why? Because I can see where I can be in 12 months' time. And we definitely, you know, reach for the stars, you might land on the moon, but we've kind of hit the ground running a bit, Charles, haven't we? It got a bit fast, a bit quick for me, but I couldn't be more excited for where we're at. So,
yeah, Lee, and you've done so fantastic so far, Lee. Just I know it's big goals. So Dustin will tell you, like every student, you know, they come with different goals. Some students may just want one property in 12 months. Students want two properties. And so you had this big goal, and that reminded me of me too. And I had this big goal, and Dustin really helped me to achieve those goals. I was in your shoe. I was like, man, I want like 12 properties in 12 months. And so Dustin really helped me to create a plan to achieve that goal. And so you've done, Lee, let's talk about this some more, because you were able to close on three properties totaling six rental units within 3 months. Man, that is that's just awesome.
from day one, you know, researching, I sent you a million properties, you know, or we didn't even know initially where to look. I started, you know, I live in Minneapolis, and you start looking there and you go negatives, nothing works. So then you zoom out on Zillow and find a little plot. And then I came across a great little, you know, place in Iowa that just started working. And I don't know how many properties I sent you, Charles. And I made so many mistakes too. I was like, this one's a winner. And you've got your real estate taxes completely screwed up, Lee. And then it was like, oh, that's not going to work. Or, you know, but it was like Dustin preaches right from the start, build the business. So, you know, I got my LLC set up, bank accounts, etc. But then I spoke to property managers in the area I wanted to invest, realtors, you know, get the team set up. So I had that. And, you know, we just kept looking at properties. Sent them over to the realtor, ran them by the property manager. And then, you know, it was just constant. It was every day putting something in. And then I found a fourplex that just, my realtor was like excited. My property manager was like, we're in. I send it over to you. It's cash flowing, you know, right off the bat. Everybody was like, thumbs up. And I sent it over to a couple of other friends. And for me, it's safety in numbers. The more people that got eyes on it, you know, and we put our offer in and we got accepted. Then I found my realtor's like, there's this cool little single family home that I think would be a real winner. Because once
so
he could
hold see- on, hold on, Lee. Let's, because you got that first property. It was a fourplex, correct? Yeah. That's awesome. So you got that fourplex under your belt. How quickly after getting that first one did the second one come?
No, we closed them on the same day.
Because a lot of people, when they start working with us, you know, they're taking forever on their own trying to buy their first property. And then they start working with us. And it takes time because you got to learn, you got to build. There's some work you got to do. But once you build that business, once you're ready to move forward, then usually that second property comes within a week, maybe a month, 2 months at the very most, because you've already done all the hard work. And so it sounds like the exact same place or way for you.
Yeah. The first one I overanalyzed, you know, I ran through Charles, and then, you know, the second one, you know, once my realtor, you've got to build a little trust with your realtor. He needs to know that you can go through with the deal too, you know, because up until then you're just dancing a little bit. And so, yeah, the second one came along and I, you know, did the numbers, and that was a cash deal. But not my cash, kinda. So it just so happened.
What does that mean? Then, what does that mean? Yeah. Yeah. That sounds,
I was able to borrow some money at a very good rate, against some stock that I had, that, cause I was going to sell stock to purchase. And then I found out I could borrow against it, and it's still cash flows up the wazoo. So I was like, well, let's go for it, because I could pay cash for this house. And it just so happened we closed on the same day on the same two properties. But the second one was so much easier and so much, well, not easier in the process, but in my mental, you know, I'd done the first one and I knew that was good. And that I had a mortgage on that, an investment mortgage through my LLC. So there's obviously 10 times more paperwork. And there was a few touch and go moments where we weren't sure if that one was going to close. But in the end, we closed two on the same day. So there was lots of, you know, emails going back and forth, racing out to notaries, you know the deal. So,
Lee, let's touch on that some more, right? So you talked about, you know, the first deal and the things that were going on. It was an emotional roller coaster, and you did some things to overcome some of the obstacles you faced, which is so great. Because you were a problem solver. We solved these problems together. Let's talk about that some more, because it was a reason why you closed the two properties on the same day.
Yeah. And just to go back to, you know, Dustin's question, I wouldn't be this far along, and I don't want to, I wouldn't be this far. I would still be analyzing and Zillowing if it wasn't for you. Right. Because I needed that handholding of, Lee, this is a good deal. The numbers speak, you know. And so it was really nerving to put that first offer in. And, you know, when it gets accepted, it is a mixture of absolute fear and excitement. So I wouldn't have done any of this without you. So I want to give you thanks, you know, on this sort of public forum right now, again, you know, of helping me make that first step. And then when we got the second step, you know, it was a lot easier. But the first step, yeah, I made that. I got a lender, you know, we just couldn't close. The lender wanted more and more information. And literally, you know, it was so much back and forth. We weren't sure if we were going to close. And then it was, you know, the mistake I made was not having a second lender ready to go. To, you know, so it worked out. There was 1.2 days before we closed where the lender was like, we're done. We're not going to move forward. So, you know, it was crazy. And I was texting you all day long. They're going to do. But it worked out. You know, my mortgage processor jumped through hoops. I jumped through hoops. But we got the deal done. And now everybody's happy.
So how important is the idea of building the business first, and what steps, not steps, like what tips did you learn along the way that you could pass along to anybody listening?
Oh, mate, it's everything in your course, man. It's everything. It's, look, I just followed it step by step. So here I went to my corporation and set up my LLC, and you told me to do it for Wyoming. So I do it for Wyoming, you know? I followed everything you told me, mate. That's it. That's all I did. Nothing's, my bank account's with Novo because you told me to go Novo. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, they're really cool, right? So everything you told me to do, I did that first because that's easy stuff, right? You know, a few bucks to, you know, and you tell us exactly how to set up what options to go through my call. I just did that. Like, so that's easy stuff. I could do that, you know. I just followed the course, followed the videos, all that kind of thing. But then it was like, again, I just follow the course to identify. I got very, you know, started very negative looking in Minneapolis because real estate has exploded here. Just like Phoenix is even worse. Just like California is even worse. But you zoom out and you look for those little red clusters, exactly what you tell us to do. And then I found a little cluster in Iowa, and I'd never been to this place, about 6 hours away, but there's lots of clusters. You know, you settle your Zillow that you tell us to do. That's all I did, you know. I just followed, I call it FTDI, follow the damn instructions, you know. And so that's what I did. I followed your, because that is black and white. It's do this, do this, do this. And then I, you know, zoomed out, moved over, checked an area out. But then there's some nuances because states are different. So Iowa is pretty friendly to landlords. But this area where I'm investing is called the Quad Cities. And across the river is Illinois, completely different. Double the real estate taxes, right? And very tenant friendly. So I looked at deals that on paper looked amazing. Then you find out there's tenants 9 months in arrears on rent and they can't get them out. So you walk away from that one. So yeah, I found this pocket. It's totally working for me. So not only did we start moving on the second one, then a third one popped up. And I was like, I think I can do this as well. I had to juggle finances to make it work. But that one closes. Well, that was supposed to close the same day as well. I was really panicking, wasn't I, Charles? I was like, I'm closing on three properties in the same day.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm glad it sort of, well, actually, I'm not. It doesn't make a difference whether you bought two or three in the end. You know, it's just another signature on a, you know, the online paperwork program, you know. So that one's a little delayed with title with the seller. So that'll should close this week. If not, again, I'm going to follow your advice. And I'm not going to close like on the first or the second. I'm going to push it to the fifth. Get the rent in like you teach us, right? So if we don't close in the next day or two, I'm saying we're not closing until the 5th of May.
Smart. And that's exactly, well, I would personally say the 6th. You want to let that 5th close over so that 6th is there. They have the cash. If they don't have the cash, which is great, meaning they have to pay it in your pocket, even if they've never received it from the tenant, they have to pay you, give you a credit for it. So yeah, it's great. Now, when you're going through all these different types of financing and different scenarios, working with Charles, what's great that Charles and I love to do is give all the options that you could possibly figure out in your investing strategy, and then you make the decision on what's the best for you. And so talk to us about getting financing, because that's usually one of the biggest questions outside of finding a property. Yeah. People always said, oh, how do I get financing to do it? But there's so many ways to do it. Talk to us about how working with Charles has helped you to get the, make sure you get the financing for all these properties.
Absolutely. And it is the financing, right? So like I said earlier, I got divorced, right? So everything was joint with my ex. So I'm starting afresh, right? I'm like a new person, you know, 18 months ago, right? I'm also a personal trainer. The past 2 years, if you work in the fitness industry, gyms have been closed, right? So my W-2s are a joke, right? So no one's lending me money to buy a house based off of my W-2s or anything, right? So I had to go shopping for an investment loan that doesn't take my personal, they take my credit, which is fine, but they're not taking my W-2s and my income as, you know, as part of the mortgage process. So there are mortgages out there based off of the property and the rental income. So I shopped around and found those. Now, you know, the interest rates are a little higher, closing costs are a little higher, but that's what I had to do to get me in the to get me invested.
And the great thing about that is we don't pay those things. We have the tenants make sure that they pay for them, meaning we buy the property right And we make sure that everything's accounted for. Like, we don't have to get a job to pay for all this. No, we're building the business and we're buying the right inventory that's going to fit in our rental market. And so that, with that financing, tell me, if you don't mind sharing,
sure,
when all four of these are closed, how much do you project the passive income from all four of these units?
So I'm going to pretend, even though I bought two of them cash, we're already starting the refi process, right? They will both, we'll be looking at almost three properties over $1,000 in passive income. And we haven't even played yet. They're all under market rents as well. So I spoke to my, you know, my property manager, and I think once leases turn over, there's at least $30 to $50 on some of them per unit that we can bump up over six units. You know, you're talking another $300 in income, even more. You know, one of the houses, we're going to do a little remodel to it, only $5,000, but it'll make it that much more desirable. And I'll tell you a number. I paid $48,000 for it. I'm going to put about $7,000-$8,000 into it. It's going to rent for $1,000 a month. Okay. It's not bad. It's not too. And same with the second one. I paid $46,500. Now that's a bit more gonna, that's rented right now, very under market, but it still cash flows a little bit. So I'm in no rush to do any major remodels, but then I can refinance them. They're both going to appraise around anywhere from $85,000 to $95,000 each.
That's so phenomenal. So you're refinance and pull that cash out and do it all over again?
Tax-free, baby.
Amen.
Do it. Wash, rinse, repeat. So, you know, now I've got to wait a couple of months for that to do it, but we can, you know, my mortgage guy's already on it. And my second mortgage guy that I'm going to have the two guys now, two companies that I've sort of, you know, that know me a little bit now. So we're going to refi with one of those. I'll pull all my capital out and make a nice tidy profit to go and buy more property and do the whole thing over. So we're in a little holding pattern, although Charles and I had a coaching session a couple of weeks ago, week and a half ago, about complete private money. Because otherwise I'm sat in a holding pattern until I refi, because I've tapped out all my resources. So now we're looking at private money, hard money, that could potentially finance 100% of the property.
Absolutely. And, you know, for anyone who don't know what private money is, you know, it's pretty much borrowing money from an individual rather than going to the bank. And this is something that we use all the time. We teach our students how they use too. And I'm so excited, Lee, that you're actually going to be tapping into that too, so you can continue investing and you can have multiple ways of buying properties. You talked about refinancing the properties. You also, you know, using private money and hard money. And didn't you like cash in a Bitcoin and bought a property too, Lee? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know? So technically, you could say one of these houses only cost me about, you know, $15,000, because Bitcoin went up at the end of 2021. And so I cashed some out. And yeah, so I used profit off of Bitcoin to go buy a house. It was like, it's funny when you start thinking a little bit more open-minded, you know, things happen. So yeah, you know, so I borrowed money to buy a fourplex and one and a bit houses, and then sold some Bitcoin to buy that. So I've got, you know, that'll be six units with very little of my own personal money, you know, out of pocket. Now, yes, you've got appraisals, you know, you've got inspections, you've got earnest money, and that does have to come out. But you're talking, you know, hundreds of dollars, not thousands. So yeah, you just got to get creative. And like, you've opened me up to a ton of ideas. Dustin's courses and, you know, the group chats in the group, get you thinking a little different. And so even now I'm like, oh, how else can I pull some money out from somewhere? So, you know, it's really fun.
There are so many ways. Go ahead, Lee.
Sorry, but it's, and this is where Charles came in a lot. It's scary. It was, I was like nervous. I was like, Charles, you know, literally hundreds of thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars are going to start moving through my bank account in one direction, you know? And the mind is like, it's not, you're not gambling at Vegas. It's going into investments, but to see that money, you know? So it is a big deal, but that's the importance again of having your team around you going, it's okay. I remember, you know, Charles was like, I remember my first property, you know? So yeah, having, you know, all the support of Charles and you and, you know, others in the group, but especially Charles, I got to give him all the props here. He's had my texts at late at night. Am I doing the right thing, Charles? You know, or, it was quite.
Yeah, Charles mentioned this at the beginning where it took me about, I want to say about 8 to 9 years before I was really comfortable to be able to say I quit my job. Charles is going to destroy that record. And then Lee, it seems like you're going to be even faster than that. So it's great seeing how when we help other people, we can just see their lives change, which is great. And then we can also help even more people. So it is awesome. Now, Lee and Charles, is there any other ideas or tips or anything that we can wean off of all these awesome things that you got? I mean, six units in as little as what, 3 weeks, I think you said?
Well, when did I start working with Charles? February?
Roughly it's about 6 units in about 3 months, roughly.
3 months.
From start to fit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for a month, 5 weeks, we were just looking and looking and looking, put in some offers. Do you remember, Charles, what I was afraid of? Can you remember that? And Charles had to, you know, hit me over the head several times, putting in low ball offers. Do you remember that?
So he was afraid to put in offers at discounts, you know. So that's one of the things we do as investors. We buy properties at discounts. And, you know, so that was one of the things, Lee, that Dustin also taught me. Because I remember, like, you know, for some reason, I was so afraid of, like, going, you know, make an offer lower. And, you know, Dustin told me, when you're nervous about putting that offer in, you know you're offering the right price because you're getting such a great deal. So this is something that we go through as well. And I know it was super helpful for me having Dustin there just to show me. And I got the deal. You know, and one of the deals, Dustin, you remember, Lee, I really thought Dustin was going to cause me to lose this deal because Dustin kept on telling me go lower because he and I was like, oh, my, I said, Dustin, are you sure? Like, I don't want to lose this deal. He said, Charles, the seller is motivated. And I'm so thankful I listened to Dustin's advice on that. And I was able to get the deal with like $34,000 in equity up front. So. Yeah, man. So
That was so much fun, especially when they would come down, the seller would come down in their price and we're negotiating. And I love negotiating. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love it more than poker and everything. Like, it's just, it feels fantastic to me to be doing that. And they would counter and say, oh, you know, they drop like 20 grand. And Charles, you said, should I take it? I'm like, no. They literally just showed us their entire, like, if we're playing poker, they're playing with their cards facing us. No, we're not taking that. Go up $1,000 or go up like $1,500, $2,000, something like that. And they came all the way down. Eventually, you got $34,000 off of the asking price. It's because we're investors. We do it the right way. We make sure we make money in 6 different ways: passive income, equity capture, market appreciation, forced appreciation, tax benefits, and mortgage buy down. Like, definitely check out all my YouTube videos and podcasts where I talk about all this sort of stuff. But we can definitely help you to get there. And what's great is, you know, Charles and I, we do this for fun. Like, this is just enjoyable for us because we see our students' lives change. So, man, Lee, this is great. I mean, you give up so many great advice and insights into how you did it. And hopefully people are going to take advantage of this. Now, is there anything else, signing off before we get off, is there anything else that you guys would like to share?
Lee, why don't you share? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go on. Sorry. No, I would say, like, when I first got into this and read the courses, I was probably like a lot of other people. I'm like, I don't, you know, I've got no credit, or no one's going to give me a mortgage. No one's going to take me serious, you know. And, you know, being a first time again, or first time, second time around, it just follow the system to start. You know, you led the way, Justin, then you trained Charles in. You know, it is a system, and get your ducks in a row first. But you've also got to have a passion for this. Like I will sit on Zillow on a Friday night. I'll sit on Zillow at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I love this stuff. It's play. It's fun. So you do have to enjoy it, or find someone that does enjoy it, that, you know, go along for the ride. So it's a bit of follow the system, but have fun with it, and make that first step. And if you are, you know, the one-on-one coaching is, it's a big investment. It's a big step, but I would not have done any of this if I didn't do it. So to me, it's more than paid for itself already, because I got properties. So yeah, for anybody that's like thinking about it, save up, do what you need to do to get that, you know, be able to make that step, because it's well worth it. I don't know, you know, and Charles has been amazing. So I can't wait to see where we're going to be in 6 months.
Absolutely. Well, Charles and Lee, we'll definitely have to have you guys on again, as, you know, they say 6 months from now, maybe you get to 8, maybe you get 9 or more properties. We'll definitely get on and get an update to see how you're going. Because like we always talk about, if it's a business, we just need to get inventory. We need to figure out how to buy the inventory and then put it into our business, and we can continue to scale the business so we could eventually be financially independent. So, hey, Charles and Lee, thank you so much, you guys. I'm really impressed by both of you guys. You guys are doing a fantastic job. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you for your course, your coaching, your groups. It's so worthwhile.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.